they don't agree on politics or taxes. They come from six different states and answer to six different constituencies.
But they have a job to do, and they're going to do what they must. They're the Gang of Six, the bipartisan clique that finds unity in their disagreements.
Six senators, one job, solve the deficit crisis. And Alan Simpson says they are our only hope.
Just pray for the Gang of Six.
Pray? Well, what happens if the Gang of Six fails?
Then guys like you will be picking grit with the chickens when you're 65.
Ouch!
It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, April 18th. Happy Tax Day.
And we've got a profile of the Gang of Six coming up. But at the top of the morning's news, the Taliban appears to be launching a spring offensive. Group claiming responsibility for an attack this morning inside the Afghan Defense Ministry in Kabul. A man in an army uniform opened fire in the building, killing two and wounding seven others. Over the weekend, Taliban fighters donned army uniforms to launch two similar attacks, and those attacks killed eight NATO soldiers. Here in the U.S., eyewitness accounts of the three-day tornado rampage in the southeast.
I looked up, and all I could see was the tornado, and kind of a wall fell on top of all of us. And luckily, I was on top of my babies, so the wall didn't fall on my babies. It fell on me.
It's Justin Dunlow in North Carolina, one of six states hit by a powerful storm over the weekend. More than 90 tornadoes were reported in North Carolina alone. 45 people killed. The damages in the tens of millions of dollars. Virginia and North Carolina have been declared states of emergency, and federal disaster teams have arrived in the states to help overwhelmed state and local authorities.
Scientists say the overall health of the Gulf of Mexico is nearly back to normal 1 year after the BP oil spill. But last hour, we spoke to Gulf fisherman Ryan Lambert, who disputed that claim.
I had the worst fishing year this winter I've ever seen. You know, normally we could catch 500 trout a day, you know, with all my boats running. I saw three from the end of November through March, three fish.
Scientists say it's hard to know what the situation actually is on the seafloor. Japanese officials say radiation levels inside two reactor buildings at the Fukushima nuclear plant are so high that it's not safe for workers to enter there. A robot went into units 1 and 3 earlier today. Over the weekend, the plant's owners said it will take up to 9 months to bring the reactors under control.
There's a new report that finds oil and gas companies have pumped millions of gallons of hazardous chemicals into the ground during a natural gas drilling process known as hydraulic fracturing. It fractures the shale underneath the ground where gas escapes and then is collected. The congressional report on hydraulic fracturing says the drinking water may be contaminated in areas of 13 states. Top IMF and European Union officials are meeting in Lisbon this morning to set the terms of a bailout for Portugal, part of the sovereign debt problem that continues in Europe. It's expected to be in the neighborhood of $115 billion. Asian markets mixed. European indices are down this morning. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,341. The S&P opens at 1,319, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,764.
Later on this morning, we're going to kick off a series about talking with older Americans, people who are long past what many of us think of as the retirement age, but they're still working in their chosen profession. The series called In My Experience.
Great change is underway. And that it begins with a concept that's very American, that we have to create the world anew, and that we begin with the power within ourselves to do that.
That's the voice of 95-year-old civil rights reformer Grace Lee Boggs. She's going to join us for the first installment of our series later on this hour, and we're looking for your wisdom as well. What have you learned in your years working in your chosen profession or your passion? What are the lessons you're now teaching to the younger generations or were taught by your elders? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, though, the Gang of Six, the six senators who are now charged with creating a bipartisan plan that will solve all of our financial problems, the debt ceiling, the deficit, the budget for 2012. Leave it up to the Gang of Six.